This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. South Korea, Japan, and Indonesia recorded the highest daily increase in coronavirus cases Friday as a third wave of COVID-19 hit the countries. The United States is about to complete its second week of vaccinations with about 1 million inoculations, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. U.S. authorities announced that passengers arriving from Britain should test negative for COVID-19 before departure after the discovery of a new and more contagious strain of the novel coronavirus. Meanwhile, the new variant to the France to briefly close its border with Britain, stranding thousands of truck drivers. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
Britain deployed extra military personnel to the port of Dover on Friday. Their Christmas task, to help clear the queues of lorries since cross-channel travel was reinstated for drivers who get a negative COVID-19 test. Ferry services between Dover and the French port of Calais restarted on Thursday. That after several days of a blockade imposed by France when a new coronavirus variant was discovered in England. Traffic was moving only slowly through the port on Friday, a public holiday. Most trucks were still parked further up the motorway as drivers spent Christmas Day waiting to take tests before being allowed to board the ferries.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. A huge explosion tore through a section of downtown Nashville early Friday. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
As officers responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that bomb would detonate within 15 minutes. Officers, upon hearing that, decided to evacuate the buildings nearby. So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, having emergency communications, communicate with everyone to get people.